to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of Friday afternoon's big blue sky was captured by yours truly as I was on Waite Road in Greenwich, New York, just down the road a piece from my fiance's place yesterday when I just had to pull over and try to share this experience with my friends as a token of my hopes for them to have some moments of wonder this weekend. I think it is our responsibility as humans to enjoy what God has provided on this earth and to share them with others, be it material resources, a stunning view, or God's wisdom and love. We can appreciate what God has given us even more by attempting to share the things we know with those around us. So as things are a little cramped out here in cow country this morning because of additional house guests, one of which is a two-month-old German Shepherd who could start whining from the next room any minute, this morning I will keep things brief and just wish all my friends a wonderful weekend and invite you all to keep walking and talking with God, to experience the magnificence of His creation, the pleasure of His providence, and the amazing grace of His presence and His love. This morning, today's Bible verse is drawn from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 55:17, which says, "Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice." Today's verse acknowledges the reality of the suffering we may experience as Christians, but it also points to the fact that the Lord is with us. While Psalm 55:17 assures us that the Lord hears our voice when we cry out in our distress, no matter what time of day it is, which is a tremendous comfort, it also is a subtle encouragement to prayer. If we know the Lord can hear us in our distress throughout the day, we should reach out to communicate to the Lord at all times. God's presence and care are available for us to enjoy, and whether we are in deep distress or just having a normal day, we should reach out to Him with our spirit and experience the benefits of knowing Him more through our communication with Him morning, noon, and night. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from June Hunt's Dating, and Secrets to Great Relating When Dating. Today, the resource answers the question, what keeps people in unhealthy dating relationships? So, if you're in an unhealthy dating relationship or wonder why people are stay in them, I would invite you to go to mtforchrist.org, where you can read that resource and get some insights from one of the most prominent Christian counselors out there, June Hunt. As always, we invite people to walk out their faith every day. That's why it's MT for Christ 24/7, because our faith is a spiritual reality that just doesn't go away or doesn't reappear, just because it's Sunday. Our faith and our relationship with God is an ongoing thing, and the benefits we get from it is when we practice or worship Him, all the time. So we invite people to enter that Christian path of discipleship by going to our discipleship classes that we have on the podcast. We have Victory Over the Darkness and The Bondage Breaker, and we're currently doing Study Freedom in Christ, all of which are from the folks at Freedom of Christ Ministries, Dr. Neil Anderson's work. One of the benefits of our Christian faith is to have fellowship, to have a relationship with other believers, and to study God's Word. Well, if you want to have fellowship and get some study of God's Word, you can check out our Bible study discussions with the Sincottis. Each Sunday, we put out a new Bible study podcast, and we invite you to check that out to hear us ponder and muse over the Word of God and and how our faith affects our lives. Let's see, I think that's all the announcements. I do wish everyone a great weekend. I'll just close this out in prayer. As I said, I am keeping it brief this morning because of possible disturbances that I am just utterly amazed haven't intruded already. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us once again to another day in your kingdom. Thank you for the realization of who you are. The gift of your grace and Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray for our friends who are listening today. We pray that they have a wonderful weekend, Lord. We pray for them to be blessed by the Holy Spirit for revelation and for their comfort as he is the comforter and he leads everyone into all truth. At least those who follow him. So Lord, we pray for the people listening that they would follow you and live according to your ways and just not out of legalistic demands, but out of a desire to know you more and to know your truth, know your love, and to know the benefits of a faith that is walked out in the Spirit. So we pray for provision for those listening. We pray for prosperity and we pray for healing. And Lord, of course, we pray for them to go to worship tomorrow and to connect with a body of believers where they can worship you in spirit and in truth by going to a church that believes in the Bible, that studies his word, and that sings your praises every Sunday. Lord, thank you for all of the above, and we pray all of the above. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.